In Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, says the Mishnah. We're going to talk about a 9-year-old's ability to have physical relations with a woman, and even though deraisa, this might not acquire the woman, but still the Rabbanan made, at least in a Yibum situation, the bia of a katan, of this 9-year-old, and one day they made his bia like a mimer. So, says the Mishnah, Ben teisha shanim v'yom echad hu posel al yidei achin v'achin poslin al yado. Ella shehu posel techila v'achin poslin techila v'sof. A kid who is ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, 9 years and one day, his act of either bia, his physical act, or mimer, which we said was a type of kedushin with money, like a regular kedushin, but here in a yibum situation, it's sort of a quasi kedushin. So that will puzzle the other brothers from being able to do yibum, and the other brothers also, whether they do an act of bia, mimer, or a get in a yibum situation, will puzzle him. The difference is, says the Mishnah, that he can only puzzle if he does the act first, but the other brothers can puzzle him if they do the act either first or last. The Gemara explains over here that we're talking about two different cases. So if it were the bia, the physical act of the 9-year-old in one day, so it doesn't matter what happens first, his physical act will always puzzle the other brothers from being able to do yibum. So let's say his older brother goes ahead and does mimer, then the brother, 9 years in one day, does bia. So that act puzzled the older brother, even though it came second. And all the more so if it came first. But if the younger brother, the 9-year-old, is doing mimer, so if the older brother did mimer, and then the younger brother did mimer, that mimer won't puzzle the older brother. Only if the younger brother, who's 9 years old, did mimer first, then it will puzzle the older brother from being able to do anything. That's what it means over here, that the younger brother, the 9-year-old, puzzles only tchila, only first, but the other brothers puzzle whether it's first or last. Then says the Mishnah, Ketzad, Ben teish shanim v'yom echad sheba al yivimto puzzle al yidei achin, ba'u aleha achin v'asu ba maimer, nasnu get, o chaltzu, puzzle al yado. So how does it work? So a 9-year-old in one day who has physical relations with the Yavama, so that will puzzle the other brothers. Like we said, it doesn't matter whether that comes first or last. The other brothers, if they had relations with her, or they gave her a mimer, or one of them gave her a get, or one of them did chalitza, any of the four possibilities in a Yibum situation, they will puzzle him, meaning the 9-year-old, by their actions. That's Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Bein teish shanim v'yom echad sheba al yevimto v'achar kach ba'aleha achiv shehu ben teish shanim v'yom echad. So over here we have a case with two brothers who are both 9 years old in one day. The first one comes and has relations with the Yavama. After that, so his brother, who's also a Yavam in this situation, also has relations with the Yavama. So we say that he puzzled the second brother, puzzled the first brother. The reason for the Tanakhama is, the Mishnah says, V'achar kach ba'alei achiv shehu ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, puzzle al yada. The reason is because this relation, the physical relations, the bia of a 9-year-old in one day, is like mimer. So just like we saw in the fifth parak, according to the opinion that you could do mimer achar mimer, so if one brother does mimer and then another brother does mimer, the second mimer will also usher the first brother who did mimer as well. So too over here, the bia of this katan the 9-year-old did not take away all the zika and make her his full wife. There's still some left over, some zika left over. So, two, the second brother, when he came, also acted on that zika and also did something over here. So since they both did something vis-a-vis the relationship they had to this woman through her zika, so they apostled each other from being able to marry her. Reb Shimon Omer lo pasul. Reb Shimon argues and says no. The second brother who came along did not pasul the first. The reason for Reb Shimon is both of these boys who are 9 years old in one day. So we have a suffix. Reb Shimon sees it as a suffix. Either their bia is kone kinyan gamar, either bia works, it's effective completely, or it doesn't work at all. So if it works completely, so the first brother did a good yibum and made her his full wife, so the second brother didn't do anything. If the first brother didn't do anything, so the second brother also didn't do anything, so he didn't usher her on him. So either way you look at it, the second brother did not apostle her on the first brother. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Thank you.